So, if I may start with sharing one of the reasons why we started Shaoko is that first gentleman that we met back in 2014, who was saying that he've got Parkinson's and people can't see his smile anymore, so people think he's angry all the time, really inspired us so that because we wanted to bring smiles back for people with Parkinson's. Fast forward in 2021, just this year in summer, we brought our Q1 device. Just to let you know, our device is called Q1. We brought it to Tony and Jen, who is currently holding the Q1 device on their hands. As you can see from the gentleman's face, you can see that his face is quite stiff. So he was trying to smile for the camera, but you can kind of see stiffness on his face. Few months later, we received this photo from Tony and Jen, and you can see the big smile on his face with the Q device on his sternum, and he claims that it have helped his symptoms a lot. I believe that he actually mentions that he thinks that it reduced his symptom by 50%, although we think 50% is quite a lot. We're very, very happy that it made him happy. And today we are here to explain to you how we brought smile back for Tony and how we aim to bring that to millions and millions of people around the world. There are currently 10 million people around the world who have Parkinson's, and unfortunately, it is faster growing neurodegenerative condition in the world. We are developing medical device and AI-driven solution to improve care and life for people with Parkinson's. The device is CE marked as a medical device. We are ISO 13485 certified as a medical device manufacturer. We have filed a patent. So when we first started, we talked a lot with people with Parkinson's and people around them to really identify what are the problems that they really want solving. And we realized these three are the main key things. Firstly, movement symptoms of stiffness and slowness and tremor really makes their daily life difficult. So, for example, going for a walk or making a cup of tea becomes really challenging. Even writing a Christmas card, I believe, was actually one of the motivation for us to work in the area of Parkinson's because someone said, "I just want to write Christmas card better." Secondly, taking medication on time, it's like with any other conditions, it is challenging. However, it is very important for people with Parkinson's to take their medication on time so that their condition doesn't go below the threshold where like everything can become difficult. So it was another massively important point. Third thing is that tracking symptoms of Parkinson's can be very challenging as it's not just the motor symptoms, it is also quality of life. So when they go see clinicians in about 6 to 12 months for a regular checkup, it is difficult to explain to them how you were feeling throughout those 6 to 12 months. So we have developed a medical device Q1 and also an application to tackle these problems. Firstly, improve the movement by giving focus stimulation combined together with the cueing phenomena, which I will go in more details shortly. Secondly, while you're wearing this device, it also gives a discrete medication alert, so you can be reminded of taking the medication. Thirdly, through the application, there are some games that are measures of the qualitative and quantitative measure to track the symptoms of Parkinson's. So going back to what does the device actually do? It uses medical adhesive to sit on the sternum. I believe that there are some of the beta testers today who potentially can share their experience with the device. It combines the theory of the focus stimulation and cueing phenomena. So back in 19th century, Professor Charcot, where we kind of got the idea of our company's name, have realized that people who come to him on a carriage ride had a better symptoms than him visiting them. And he realized that it was actually that carriage ride that gave the stimulation to reduce the symptoms of Parkinson's. Since then, there are lots of studies around whole body stimulation and focus stimulation. And they realized that focus stimulation actually indeed reduced the beta wave, which is often increased for people with Parkinson's, which led to improving their movement. Cueing is another phenomenon, which I believe that lots of you've heard before. There is auditorial, visual, and tactile cueing, which is basically giving you a metronome type of stimulation to help with your walking other movements as well. So as Michelle mentioned, we have lots of team members who come from different background, meaning that we were able to do diverse testing with people with Parkinson's throughout the journey when we were developing the device. So first of all, we did the testing around what kind of activities does people with Parkinson's want to do better. And we collected lots of daily activities, for example, bringing the card out of the wallet or writing or even texting. And we saw 16% improvement. So that was our very, very early testing. As once again, Michelle mentioned, we also did the clinical measures of the UPDRS, which is Unified Parkinson's Disease Rating Scale, and we saw average of 9.3 points improvement when they're actually looking into about 3 to 4 points improvement to be classed as significant improvement for Parkinson's interventions. We also did other clinical measures of timed up and go and tapping task, and we saw quite great promising measures. However, please bear in mind that as everyone have different symptoms and everyone is different, this improvement really varies depending on who you are and what kind of symptom that they're dominant and so on. So we always want to make sure that the expectation is not too high because, you know, everyone is different. We had a great quantitative feedback as most of our testers felt smoother, easier, and more coordinated when using the device. And they have said that they wanted Q1 back. These data have kind of like moved because now we're doing currently lots of testings, and our current testings are long-term effectiveness. So we were able to see a lot of more feedback that has been very, very helpful to take us to the next stage. And we'll be preparing the report to soon publish it to the audience. So I thought that, as always, it's best for us to share the videos and actually hear from people.
Particularly when you're talking about taking your card out of your wallet, you know, it's the person standing behind you that you can hear tutting. It makes you stressed and anxious, and then it slows you up, and then people get frustrated, so it makes you even more anxious. So I used to love shopping, absolutely used to love shopping, and now I pick my times when I go because I can't do crowds.
At Sharko, we have worked closely with the Parkinson's community to develop Q1, a non-invasive wearable device that uses specialised vibration to relieve the movement symptoms of Parkinson's. Worn on the sternum using comfortable medical adhesive, Q1 has been shown to improve the user's movement at the push of a button. Q1 works by delivering two scientifically validated phenomena: cueing and focus stimulation, which together make movement easier and smoother. Q1 is easily recharged with the included dock, which doubles as a case for the device and spare adhesives. Small and quiet, Q1 is discreet and can be easily hidden beneath clothes. It also features medication reminders delivered through vibration, so you can make sure you get every dose on time without alerting everyone around you. We've been lucky enough to work with people with Parkinson's from day one. Our user testers have been instrumental in taking Q1 from a university project to what it is today.
I just felt as if I moved a lot freer. I was moving as if I didn't have Parkinson's.
Yes, I feel better. I'm standing more comfortably.
Yes, you are. Yeah, because you're usually.
The walking is definitely better. The standing is better.
Yeah. Well, I've watched Celia walk in there, and it is 10 times better than the way she was walking yesterday afternoon. But watching you walk there, you're back to the way you were walking last year, doing that.
How do you feel? Can I ask you if you felt any different from the point that we arrived?
Yes, I did feel different.
How? Can I ask you how you feel different?
I feel better already.
You feel better? Well, you don't look like it.
Thank you so much. So as you can see in the video, we've done lots of testings with people with Parkinson's through our whole journey. And on this video as well, you'll be able to see a timed up and go test, which I believe that lots of you may have gone through, where they were using the Q device and you'll be able to see that they had immediate help with especially with the freeze of gait. So moving a little bit on the application, and we really want to clarify this because I think there were some times where people were asking, oh, I don't want to use the app, or I only want to use the app. So there is the device and the application can be used together, but also it can be completely separate. So you can just use the device and or the application. They are completely standalone. But what we want to explain with the Q application is that you are playing the game and you're answering to some of the questions, but the data that we are collecting is correlated with the clinical data that they are currently using in the clinic. So we are still at so much of studying further and collecting the data. I believe that some of you have participated in this testing, which we're very, very grateful for, is to get into the monitoring and the diagnostic in the future. So we are pretty much doing lots of studies at the moment so that we can provide further information for the clinicians and individuals so that they can optimize the best care for individuals. So for example, if someone is really feeling not great after lunch, then they can evaluate, is there anything that they can do together with the clinicians or physiotherapists to improve that period? So it's basically to give further insight to people with Parkinson's and healthcare providers. So I believe that some of yourselves may have heard about other devices and current interventions. One of the key things that Q1 is kind of different is that we are using non-invasive method to help with various of movement, including walking and fine motor symptoms and rigidity of the movement. So that's kind of the unique proposition that the Q1 currently has. It has much to do with by working together with yourselves to get feedback on what will help with the usability of the device and increase the effectiveness of the device as well. We saw kind of like a massive interest going up throughout the past months, and this was the encouragement for us to continue and focus on developing the device and improving the device. And we currently have over 5,700 on our waiting list, and this kind of goes from UK, EU, US and everywhere around the world. And it is our job to get the devices out there. We will definitely learn more while the devices are out there. That's why the Q1 device is called the Q1. We will be continuously working together with you to improve the device, whether it's functionality or the usability or the efficiency of the device. As a medical device, there are lots of regulations and certification and testings that we have to do to go into the territory. And this is the kind of key reason why we are asking for people to sign up to the waiting list, because then we can kind of figure out which area that we have to focus on. So we will be initially launching in the UK and we'll be going into EU, and we are currently working on the FDA and other regulation pathways so we can deliver the devices to you as soon as possible. We have many more team members, but we kind of had this slide at the moment with the key kind of central team members, and like, as you can see, myself come from the background of innovation design engineering. Co-founder comes from the background of being a medical doctor. Our key members being in neuroscience and physics and English and computing science. So we kind of collaborate together to bring the device to yourself and carry out further research. We are very, very well supported with the universities and institutions who have been helping us to do the research and carry out our activities. We are pretty much R&D focused company, and we hope to continue studying so that we can bring further benefit to the community. And this is basically like while we were working in this area, we really want to see more of the smiles from people. And I wonder if there's anyone from today's crowd who are currently using the device who would be okay to share their thoughts, if that's okay.
If anyone wants to say something, you will have to unmute yourself if you don't mind.
Right. Do you want me to?
Richard, go ahead. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So I am one of the testers, and I've been involved with Charco for, I would say, about 2 years now, or even longer, maybe longer. So I've been testing the device. The things that I've noticed, that my right-hand side, which is one affected by Parkinson's, had started to equal itself with my left-hand side, which was the picture of me that's just been on here. And I've seen it working with people with gait issues as well, and freezing. I believe that there definitely is something, you know, in there. So I've done a lot of various apps and many sort of devices, and this is the best one on there. So it's lightweight, you don't know you've got it on. I personally think it prevents the embarrassment, yeah, of wearing it outside, because nobody would know you've got it on. So what I always say to people is to look at the website and determine if it's something for you and to register. But I definitely think there are big improvements. And the gentleman and the wife that you saw at the beginning that Lucy described, I attend various meetings that they're on. And over the last 6 months, the transformation in the gentleman is just amazing. He looks more relaxed in his face. Like I said, he can smile now. And I believe that he was falling over a number of times a day, and that's been reduced to 4 times in about 5 months. But there's a definite improvement in them. So that's my opinion.
That's amazing. Thank you very much, Richard. Is there anyone else who has experience of this, the Q1, who would like to testify to their experience? No, not many out there yet, actually, Lucy, but many people I can see on the chat are very keen to be on the list.
Thank you so much, Richard. And I was just wondering, that's kind of like ourselves. We continuously kind of try to test and improve the device, and we're hoping to learn more from yourselves throughout the whole journey. The floor is kind of like back to yourselves. We'll be more than happy to answer any questions to best we can. So if there is any questions, I think I can see some from the chat. So Michelle, would it be okay for me to kind of go through the questions?
Absolutely. Let me just stop the recording.